Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Portland, Oregon, and today is the Portland Marathon, so there's lots of activity downtown. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of October 3rd, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And we're kicking off the month at the height of retrograde season 2021. We have six planets retrograde right now, and they are Mercury, who we talked about last week, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. With all these planets retrograde, this first week of October, it's gonna feel like we're like trudging through a pit of quicksand. It's difficult to move forward with our plans and even to get a clear picture of our future when all of these planets are retrograde. So when we try to understand the meaning of a planet moving backwards, the first thing to notice is it's really rare. The vast majority of planetary motion is direct, so direct becomes the normal. So since retrograde is so radically different than the norm, it's not a surprise that many people often experience it as disruptive. So the best way to deal with any disruption that you have going on right now in your life is by relaxing your expectations, by changing your perspective, by taking less for granted, and by chilling the F out. So all of these planetary retrogrades are very different. However, the one common thread is that we will be re-examining what we want to give our energy to. So in other words, this time is all about boundaries. And it's no surprise that many of my clients this week talked about boundaries. So an easy way to think about and set boundaries is thinking about them in a different way. I like to think of boundaries as energy management. So the most important thing we have is our energy. Our energy affects and influences everything in our life, our health, our abundance, our money, our peace of mind, our relationships. It's the most valuable thing we have. And because of that, we want to be really, really picky about how we spend it. So when our emotional boundaries aren't respected, it leaves us feeling overwhelmed, anxious, even maybe bullied. And not only that, if it's chronically happening, it's going to lead to chronic anxiety, depression, even trauma. So some signs that your boundaries need attention include feeling taken advantage of, saying yes to please others at your own expense, feeling disrespected by others, but not standing up for yourself, accepting less than you deserve, people pleasing, that's the big one, even engaging in disrespectful behavior that hurts others. So how I have maintained healthy boundaries is by looking at every situation and asking, is this how I want to spend my energy? And energy can be many things. It can be money, time, love, affection, all of it. Is this how I want to spend my energy? So once again, my energy is my most valuable thing. So in order for me to agree to something, it has to feed my energy, not drain it. So saying yes to doing something I really don't want to do drains my energy. It's not how I want to spend my energy. Being around negative people is not how I want to spend my energy. Working an unfulfilling job isn't how I want to spend it. Worrying about what other people think about me is not how I want to spend my energy. And all of this starts with knowing your personal values, knowing what you stand for, knowing what works for you and what doesn't work for you. So agreeing to things that go against your values drains your energy. Saying no and setting boundaries takes some practice, actually lots of practice in some cases, but it also leads to personal power. If you want to feel confident, set some effing boundaries. You want to feel in charge of your life? Set boundaries. Then the cool part of this is by setting them over and over, your energy starts to change. Your vibe moves to one of power. So when that happens, people don't push your limits as much. Your vibe is already telling them that you have firm boundaries, so you might as well not try to push any further. So years ago, I worked at the money store on the 1-800-LOAN-YES line. I took loan applications over the phone. And one year, the company that I worked for had this huge advertising campaign. And it was for the day after Thanksgiving. They had spent so much money getting people to call on that day after Thanksgiving. And they were requiring everybody to work that day. So this happened to be the first year that I was divorced. And I had my kids for Thanksgiving that year. And then they went to dad's for Christmas. So because I value holidays with my family, especially that year being the first year of being divorced, I wasn't going to work on the day after Thanksgiving. So I went in to tell my bosses that I wouldn't be working that day because I was going to be spending it with my kids. So of course they said I had to, or I would be fired. And I said, I'm really sorry. I respect you, but I'm going to have to quit then. So as soon as I said that, they started to walk out the door. They said, wait, Renee, then no problem. We will allow you to have the day off. So this is the part of the story that was important about shifting energy, though. And the interesting part of this is that word of what I had done got back to the head of the company. And about a week after I had walked out of that office, or attempted to walk out before they said, hey, wait, I got a promotion. Because the president of the company wanted to promote people with strong boundaries to be leaders in the company. So the question is this how I want to spend my energy? This is a great place to start with boundary setting. We also have a new moon in Libra on Wednesday the 6th, and this offers us a fresh start when it comes to pursuing romance, strengthening our relationships, and finding peace within ourselves. And also on that day, the Pluto goes direct. So the Pluto retrograde ends. And this also adds to the feeling of a fresh start. So this is intense, fresh start energy. And we might as well be starting with new boundary setting at this time. It's the perfect time for that. There's also one other day I want to mention, and that is Saturday, October 9th. And this is a day when the Sun and Mercury retrograde connect. And this brings Mercury into the heart of the Sun through this aspect called a Kasimi. And it's the best day to sign contracts and communicate and travel. So Kasimi, which is an Arabic term meaning the heart of the Sun, it means this, you have this very close conjunction between a planet and the Sun. Conjunction between a planet and the Sun. And the Kasimi position is said to strengthen the influence of the planet involved. And so in this case, it's Mercury, and we know Mercury is all about communication and travel and signing contracts. So Saturday is absolutely the best day. If you have to do anything regarding travel, communicating that day, that's the day to do it, Saturday. If you need to have an important conversation with someone, maybe about boundaries, Saturday is the day. So to recap this week, the first part of the week, we have these six planets retrograde, which makes us feel like we're not moving forward until we have that new moon and Pluto moving direct on Wednesday. Then we start to feel this fresh energy again, this new start, moving forward energy. I cannot wait for that because I am moving to Montana in 2 weeks and I am ready for some fresh start energy. So once again, this is a good week to look at where you want to improve your boundaries by asking, is this how I want to spend my energy? So I really want to thank all of you that booked sessions and bought packages during my sale. It was hugely successful, and I am so appreciative of your trust and your business. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a fabulous week. Enjoy this fresh energy starting from Wednesday forward. I cannot wait because it has felt like I'm not making that much progress moving forward, but that all changes in just a couple days. So have a fabulous week, and I will talk to you again next week.